Hey guys, it's Danny filling in for Brandon. He has a throat-related illness. Sounds like he swallowed a piranha or something sharp. On this episode of Movies Ruin My Life, 80s Action Week continues as we eliminate 8 more films from competition. And Anthony East gets a little emotional. It's okay. It's okay. Deep breaths.
All right, so our 80s Action Week continues, and we're here again. I hope you guys have been playing along. If you haven't been thus far following the bracket and playing along with us, go to moviesforMyLife.com, go to the show notes for these episodes, and you can take a look at the bracket. You can print out a bracket or fill it out yourself. Send it to us. We want to talk about tell us how you would rank these films, how you see this tournament playing out. I know we're just being a bunch of fanboys and going through, and that's kind of the fun of it. I hope you're having a lot of fun. I'm tired.
I hope you're having fun because I'm tired.
From laughing so hard. Let's go ahead and introduce our panel here. Before we start the quarterfinal matchups, this is Danny.
Hey.
This is Dave.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Jesse.
Hey, hey, hey.
Devin is off screen, but on microphone.
Guys.
And East is also here.
Well, that was dumb.
All right, let's just get. Oh god!
All right, gentlemen.
I love us.
Okay,
let's just dive in here.
Our first quarterfinals matchup: Predator,
winner,
our number one seed, versus Tango and Cash, our number 15 seed.
Yeah, Predator.
Hey, I mean, Predator clearly wins.
Predator. It's not even close. It's not even fair.
Like, it's crazy that Tango Cash made it to the second.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, you guys voted out Highlander because, you know, Highlander totally would have taken down Predator.
Yeah, nothing is going to come in the way of Predator. It's a very tough take.
Except Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. And Jesse the Body Ventura.
And Bill Duke and Carl Weathers. Yeah. Like, what a lineup.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad that was easy.
Danny Glover in 2.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Predator 2 is a fucking sweet movie.
Yeah. And Predators was good, too, with Adrian Brody.
It wasn't bad by any means.
I hated that one.
I liked
Predators
it.
Predators on the planet?
Oh, it was...
On the prison planet? I liked it.
I couldn't wait to gouge my eyes out. I thought it was a big
shit. How did you enjoy that eye-gouging experience?
I pussied out last minute, but I fucking hated it.
And Shane
and
Black
And I hate
has...
that guy from that 70s show. It was
yeah, he was weird.
He was a weak character.
Topher Grace?
You're supposed to hate him, Topher Grace.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're off topic.
Shane Black has a new Predators movie coming out.
Yeah,
I think that might actually be pretty sweet. Like, just from what I remember reading about it and stuff. And he was the guy in the original one that makes all the pussy jokes.
He
actually wrote Lethal Weapon, which I didn't realize when I watched it the first time. And
yep.
I feel like if anyone's going to make a Predator movie, why not be that guy?
The best thing he said about that was it deserves an explanation, right?
Ooh, yes.
The ending of Predator, which is good, because he would have got debriefed.
Yep.
But yeah, Predator all the way.
All right, gentlemen. So yeah, let's do it. East, you're kicking us off. So Predator.
Yep.
Devin.
Predator.
Jesse.
Predator.
Dave.
Predator. Predator.
Danny.
Predator.
For that handshake alone, when they just handshake and then arm wrestle,
and the veins pop out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and you see his massive fucking arm.
and even how like Arnold knows he can destroy him. You know what I mean? Like, what's the matter, Dylan?
What's the matter, Dylan? See, I got you pushing too many pencils.
So good. And he's like smiling at him.
Yeah. All right.
No, keep talking. I'm eating a cookie here, guys.
At least like wrap it up.
No.
How did Carl Weathers not make it to the Expendable franchise?
That's a shame.
Especially being that close to Stallone.
Yeah, and Action Jackson. That's what I'm saying, right? Like, he's Action fucking Jackson.
And I think, not to get off topic, but
Russell as well. Was he in one of them?
No, he should probably be. They're looking to do a 4.
Yeah, like speaking of Tango and Cash, right? It's like.
It's true.
And Kurt Russell delivered all of his lines the first time, unlike Stallone. All right, so Tango and Cash, you're out. Next matchup, our number 3 seat Commando versus our number 20 seat Death Wish Part 3.
Commando.
Commando.
Yeah, it's Commando, man.
Commando.
I mean, he kills more people, I think, in Commando than he does
in his entire career.
It is the biggest kill count in his entire catalog.
It's Commando versus what?
Death Wish. 3.
Oh.
I mean, Death Wish 3 is great, yeah, but like, come on, man.
Commando, he's just unstoppable.
Yeah, you can't... Once he gets riled up at the end there and just murders an entire army of men.
Where he says... Yeah. When his line is, because all hell's about to fucking break loose, and then... fuck, was the colonel say as well? It's like, just expect more war, something like that.
It's kind of funny that they give up looking for him, right?
Yeah.
It's like, they just stop. They're like, he'll be fine. Should we go find him?
It's funny that these two get pit against each other because they both have...
Huge kill counts.
Well, just... And specifically, a single man with a big, giant machine gun... Just against like a whole army of people.
Well, he doesn't have a machine gun. A lot
of the
film.
He has an M60 for a while when he's storming.
The majority of the end scene, he's just got with an endless supply of bullets.
Belt-driven 249, just nonstop, and the shotgun that holds 40 rounds. That's like,
you're supposed to fire that thing on a fucking tripod. Like that is not something a man can carry and fire.
I like the M249 because it's got the handle in front, and he just hip fires it with one hand and holds the belt the whole time.
John, did you leave anything for us?
Bodies.
I knew he'd say that.
Yeah, that was good. He was like, you can smell them coming from downwind. It's like, you could smell them? Well, I did.
Yeah.
Like, he smelt them coming. That's what's so fucking good.
Yeah.
So, Commando.
Oh, Commando, I think. Let's do it. Danny?
Commando.
Dave?
Commando.
Commando.
Jesse?
Devin. Honorable mention to my boy Charles Bronson.
Yep.
Big ups.
Big ups to Charles B.
Yeah, John Matrix, Commando.
John Matrix.
Yeah.
What a great name.
He always has great names.
Oh, yeah.
He's John in a lot
of them. The Terminator? What a wicked name. What's your name? The Terminator. First name, The.
The, yeah. Just right. Attendance in class. I'm Terminator, The. Here,
I'm an idiot.
Present.
Yeah, right? We're going to call you Termin.
Speaking of the
We're
Terminator.
Call you Term. Okay, Terminator up now.
Speaking of the Terminator, it's our 28-seat Terminator versus our 11-seat Cobra.
Terminator, man.
if you vote Cobra, you're just an asshole. Like, you really are.
So far, half of this whole side is just three Arnold movies.
But the hook.
That's fine. That's totally fine. Or being Arnold, because he's like he's the guy from that.
Yeah, there's something special.
It's fine
in
if
all
he wins everything
about him. Like it's so funny. Like even his early films, just like he's done one movie and then he's the title fucking character. His name comes before the title of the film. It's just like they're selling it on his back. It's like one movie, okay. Movies on his shoulders.
Well, that's,
perfect.
Well,
his giant fucking shoulders.
Well, that's why I love about him in Running Man is that the tagline for that movie, it's a game that nobody can win, but Schwarzenegger has yet to play. Not the name of his character.
Yeah, it says,
but Schwarzenegger has yet to play. Because
the name of his character does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's okay. It won't show up on this shirt.
His name is just like, what do we call him? It doesn't matter. Just fucking John.
John Matrix or whatever. Put a cool word in there.
When we were initially talking about the brackets, we did talk about keeping like sci-fi out of action, and that I was hesitant to even put Terminator on my list, but I really think that should eliminate a movie like Aliens, but Terminator,
which
is
it
very
did
much a big time
explosions
action.
Yeah, carjacks.
It happened on Earth. It didn't happen really. It's still science fiction in a way, but Aliens is in space, so that to me is automatically out.
Yeah.
Terminator at least happened on Earth. Everything was created on Earth. They never went to space at all, right? The design, the future,
but they
time
come
traveling.
From the future.
Which is science fiction as well, I know, but at least we can kind of stick up for it. It's an Earth
planet
thing. I don't know.
I don't know. The only problem, again, I have with Terminator is, again, three out of the four movies that are going to be coming out of this right now, it's looking like, is three Arnold movies, and I get that,
you know,
and
what,
that's
they
cool.
Should be.
But
good.
Fuck, man. He's probably going to win anyway.
Here, then you lead us off, East. What's your vote?
Well, fuck. It's
Terminator.
Obviously, it's going to have to be Terminator because
of
the cops.
You're not going to go with the hook?
I would love to go with Cobra, but
best supporting actor.
Even then, if you want to talk kill count, I still have to go with Terminator.
And that fucking hospital scene in Cobra 2 is so fucking ridiculous.
When he's cutting the hot nurse.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets me every time because it's just like it's a cut like this.
That sounded like you were turned on by it.
No, it creeps. Right, it bothers me.
I'm a little creeped out.
It's
now.
How his arm moves and then
I'm
the
into
sound
that
of
shit
the
myself.
The, how the
just waiting to hear getting a response. Jesus, guys, don't make me look like an asshole. A little pity laugh or a joke. My eyes went really wide. I've been pretty quiet here for the last little bit. I'm going to go back to doing that.
So fuck it.
Yeah, just go back to sleep, dude.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go Cobra. Fuck it.
Okay. Devin?
Yeah, I'm going to go Terminator.
Terminator?
Terminator.
Terminator.
Arnold.
So far, it's an Arnold sweep going into the, I don't know what fucking, I don't even think we're at the quarterfinals. I don't know what to call this thing.
You want to escape from New York versus, you go.
Here you go, Danny, new host. I'll vote for this one. All right. Escape from New York. Our 7 seat versus our 24 seat Roadhouse.
Well, everyone knows where I stand on that.
Yeah.
This movie actually starred the same guy, right?
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though, is like, okay, so if Swayze is a poor man's Kurt Russell or vice versa, what the hell is Roddy Piper? He's like a fifth rate. I couldn't afford either.
Roddy Piper is like, he's like a James Belushi. You know what I mean? He gets,
you're only here because your brother died.
Well, no, but at this point, though, James Belushi was getting all the roles that Michael Keaton was turning down.
Oh, yeah, true. Oh.
You know what I mean?
He's like a poor man's Chuck.
It is kind of true. Like, everyone would have gone with John if they could, but it's, you know, drugs took the best of them.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Anyway, wow, that's a really
okay,
dark
I want to
shit.
Point out something, and I wrote it down because I thought you guys were going to keep going for a little bit there, but I want to point out something about Roadhouse that I only realized recently, and that is that in terms of, now, I know that, you know, the bad guys are trying to kill people, or not trying to, but like they blow up places and they ruin like car dealerships and shit. But the first kill in the movie, like the kill that kicks everything off, is Patrick Swayze ripping a fucking throat out. Like, he is the fucking villain in this film. Like, in all seriousness, he comes to this town, fucks up this guy's company, tears his buddy's throat out, and then like destroys everything.
And then leaves.
And then, well, no, and then stays, goes fucking skinny dipping.
Oh, yeah.
In the same lake that he threw the dead body with missing the aforementioned throat into, like, 10 minutes earlier in the film. Like,
he's kind of a monster. Yeah. He's a slasher, just going around ripping throats out.
Yeah. But that is wicked.
That is wicked.
And when he does it, like, I thought, okay, they're just going to talk about it, you know? And then I remember them showing it and him, and then at the end they imply, of course, that he's going to fucking rip it out of Brad, what's his last name?
Oh,
Brad
Dourif? No,
the character. In any case.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but
I remember. Like he puts his like the three-fingered claw up like he's going to fucking rip his throat out again.
I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
Yeah.
What a horrible thing to say to a man.
Yeah, and then that's why the guy got his throat ripped out. Yeah. Like, are you implying that you want to fuck me? Because, you know, no throat for you then.
Brad Wesley?
Wait, I don't remember Wesley, this. He goes skinny dipping in the same lake he disposed a corpse
in? Yeah, like as the credits are rolling, at the end he threw the corpse in the water and then he's like, Wesley!
Yeah.
And then like 15 minutes later in the movie he's like, all right, girl who used to be married to Brad Wesley, you know, now that he's dead, shot by the entire town. That's the other great thing about that film, is he doesn't kill Brad Wesley. The whole town of shop owners gets guns together and each takes the fucking shot at him. And Wesley's just standing up, just like, bang! And then he goes down, he gets back up, bang! And they just go from shop owner to shop owner. Just And then they, like, the cops come in and, like, see his dead body there and go, did anyone see anything? And they all say no, and it's like, okay, so you're all acquitted.
That's small town justice for you.
That's it.
Like, and then, you know,
So we're going.
Let's go skinny dipping.
So I'm assuming we're going with Roadhouse then.
No, really?
I'm going with Roadhouse.
Well, going
over
in,
Escape from New York.
Yep.
Come on, guys.
From New York was the obvious choice, but now that you talked about Roadhouse a bit more, Roadhouse is a pretty fucking good movie.
Yeah, and like actually, in all seriousness, the dialogue is not bad. And the thing that I like about Patrick Swayze's quips is that they're like anti-quips. So like anyone else would be like, would say something clever or something. The bad guy says something clever, yep. And then he goes, "You're an asshole." Like every fucking time. "Do you have a name?" "Yes." You know, or "Hey man, what's your name?" "Black Coffee." To the bartender. Yeah. He doesn't deliver. It's not like some fucking tough guy thing. And I love the "I thought you would be bigger" thing playing out, and play pretty good for a white boy. Those like stereotypes playing on that. It's a good fucking movie, man. And Jeff Healey is like getting the close ups on the fretboard. You see he's actually fucking playing. I love when you actually see fucking playing in movies instead of just some asshole like fucking Ralph Macchio playing Steve Vai solos against Steve Vai and shit.
Steve Vai beat himself in that movie.
Yeah, he beat himself, yeah.
I'm going with Roadhouse because as much as Escape is a great movie, here's the thing. When it was the 80s and it was like date night with you and your girl and you want to go see an action movie and you had to pick between fucking Escape from New York or Roadhouse, I'm only saying Escape, it's dark, it's a bit more of a horror movie, it's great. I'm not saying anything wrong about that, but what I will say, if you want to talk 80s pound for pound action sequences in an 80s action movie, it's fucking Roadhouse.
Yeah.
So technically, pound for pound, straight up 80s action, Roadhouse is the better movie. Escape, you're literally picking just because you like it more than the other one.
And lots of throwing people through windows and shit and bars. And
he doesn't have a gun for most of the movie. It's just...
But he hardly shoots it. Exactly.
I just talked for Roadhouse so long because I thought everyone was going to vote it out and then I wouldn't be able to talk about Roadhouse anymore.
Escape from New York is... It really wins it for me just on concept alone.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... Roadhouse is just a movie about a guy just kicking asses with very little context or story around it.
Yeah, but it's
kind of
like Walking Tall or something.
They did something bad. Kick their ass. Yeah. Okay. I'll do that for you for an hour and a half. And
well, for $500 a day and $5,000 up front, he's not kicking ass for free.
I mean,
how do I remember that? That's still a good wage nowadays.
It's not bad.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the whole story around Escape from New York is just so, like, it really captures you.
Yeah, but
it is
a bit of a sci-fi, like you said.
It is a sci-fi horror film, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I love Escape from New York, but he hardly shoots his gun, like, not as often as half the amount of action that's in fucking Roadhouse.
Yeah, lots of knee-breaking in that
film. Yeah, and again, Roadhouse, pound for pound, is a more action-y movie than Escape from New York. Escape from New York is a great sci-fi film. It's a great John Carpenter film, but it's not a pound for pound action 80s action film.
What was missing in action up against again? Like, I'm sure
Escape from New York.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, pound for pound, missing in action is much more.
The
of
man
an
has
movie
a valid
well.
Point,
but it's also
does that? Does
well,
that
no, but it's not
really...
well executed, and also like
thank you.
Like, I'm not supporting you, just to be clear.
I know, but it sounds like you are.
Okay,
though.
But I kind of agree with your point. I don't get a vote here in this round, so it doesn't matter, but it is interesting. Devin, you have a valid point in that the concept is a lot more grandiose. Yeah, you're right. If you're just talking about what defines an 80s action film, the better 80s action film is the skull crusher, knee breaker, fucking... revenge flick.
Nah, I'm not with you guys here.
Okay, so Jesse, what's your pick?
Fuck, this is
one for one here.
Going in, as I said, it was Escape from New York, but more we talked about Roadhouse. I'm going with Roadhouse.
Dave,
I'm just gonna let my personal feelings take over this one and go with Escape.
And Danny,
Escape from New York.
Okay, yeah. So sanity prevails.
Get the fuck out of here, Swayze. Get the fuck out of this conversation about action movies.
It's a great movie, dude. But it shouldn't be Escape from New York.
Yeah, and also what I'm saying is, so now, coming up in the next round, we're going to have Terminator versus Escape from New York. We're going to have two sci-fi movies.
True.
Which
do you want to?
I'm just saying.
Do you want to ruin the fucking podcast anymore, sir?
Okay. Now I'm a little upset.
Okay, all right.
Tempers are flaring here.
Let's get moving, gentlemen. First Blood, our number 2 seat overall, taking on its sequel. Now our number 16 seat, Rambo: First Blood Part 2.
I already know what mine is.
Yeah,
it's a clear winner here. Right?
Yeah, this is so dumb and obvious. Like this is like
yeah. So let's just do it. Let's just do it. Let's get this one out of the way because talking Stallone versus Stallone.
So Rambo 2.
Yeah, Rambo 2. Rambo 2 is
come on, just like him coming out of the mud, you know, is just his eyes open.
When you think 80s action,
Predator has that. It does it better.
That's fine. Fuck it. First Blood.
Thank you.
I'm not voting First Blood. Fuck that.
Okay. Yeah, I was joking. Oh. I thought you were going to say Rambo 2, to be honest.
I'm also going to go with Rambo 2. Because
it's got to be Rambo 2, man.
There's a kill count in Rambo 2. First Blood only has the one
First
guy
Blood
that dies.
Just like
one
death.
Yeah, you guys do have a valid point in that it is a better action film.
So Rambo 2, fuck it.
On that basis,
I should have gone. Yeah, where the fuck is missing in action?
I'm out of here.
Go Chuck Norris and finals.
Okay, so first
Rambo 2's a better
part 2 goes through, I guess.
Yeah,
even though
sure.
First Blood, the first one is a fucking better film. I'm sorry, I love all the Rambo.
I agree
films,
with you.
It's true.
One is fucking better.
Yeah, but two
it's
is
the same argument as Platoon, though. Like, fantastic movie. Maybe in a different bracket, sure, but
see,
not in this one.
I would have even, if you really want to talk about 80s action, I would have said Rambo 3 over Rambo 2, because Rambo 3 ends with...
Rambo 3 is a little fucking ridiculous.
He takes
Rambo
down the chopper with the bow and arrow and
but
stuff.
Rambo, yeah, but Rambo 3 also, is, when he's facing a whole army of Russians, his buddy looks at him and just goes, what are we going to do?
I love
and he cocks his gun and then goes,
Russians?
Fuck him. Fuck him.
You know that pretty good.
And then they went in there and they blew shit up. Yeah, man, I'm fucking right. I know Rambo 3. Shit. But that's
right,
why.
But Rambo 3's not here to defend itself. I like Rambo 3 as well. Can we change it all to Rambo 3?
Every film is now Rambo 3.
We combine them and Rambo 3 goes
on. Our next bracket is number 4 seat Rambo 3 up against our 29 seat Rambo 3.
No.
All right. So Rambo 2 goes through in what I believe to be a fucking massive upset. But
well, that's
whatever.
What happens when you don't fucking pick Roadhouse.
I don't get a vote, asshole.
Oh, this is all going my way. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm happy about both of those.
This is shitty, man. I didn't think you were playing, and I let you see my sheet. This is bullshit. This
yeah,
game is
right.
Fucking
Devin,
rigged.
You got to see East Bracket.
Yeah, man, this game
doesn't change a single fucking
this game is rigged, and I'm not
decision.
Talking fucking Murtaugh.
And the heart wants what
out.
It wants. Rambo 2.
Wait, hold on. So both Lethal Weapons are out and First Blood's
and
out.
And First Blood's out.
Yeah, right?
This is getting tense, gentlemen.
This is fucked.
So what do we got next?
All right, what's going
all right,
on?
Our next,
this is easy.
Our next matchup is RoboCop, our number 4 seat.
The robotic policeman.
Yeah, robotic police officer. Up against Beverly Hills
Robot
Cop.
Robot Cop
for sure.
Okay.
Robotic law enforcement professional.
I think it was called the bus that couldn't slow down.
Oh. Oh, man. Robotic. Jimmy and the Clonosaurus.
Oh, fuck, I just drew on my face. Whatever. I got pen for the rest of the episode across my face.
Robotic law enforcement professional.
When you go to the dollar store, the fucking rip-off toy, that's what it probably says.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's some scientist that's just, like, sitting in the back of the scene when they, like, we'll call him RoboCop. Like, yeah, that's a great name. Yeah.
He's, like, backspacing out robotic law enforcement professional.
Sure, fine. Just pick whatever you want.
Something like Poochie, but a little more proactive. You guys okay with Poochie?
We could have called it RLB.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's fantastic.
RLB. Right, so RoboCop.
All right, well,
so
that was easy.
That was very easy. Yep. I think the next one's going to be pretty easy, too, but it's an emotional one. It's our number 6 seat, Die Hard.
Winner.
Winner.
I know, right? Versus our number 12 seat, Big Trouble in Little China.
Well, they're both good movies, and they both wear undershirts,
yeah,
but it's
but
obviously
seriously.
Die Hard.
They do both wear undershirts.
Well, now that you say that...
Was this one Patrick Swayze or Kurt Russell?
Jesus.
I honestly...
This is Kurt...
Don't know.
Kurt Russell,
bro. Like on the CB. Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, you know
it's I, honestly...
my memories, like, I think back to a scene in the movie, and I see Kurt Russell, and then I think back to the same scene, and I can just put Patrick Swayze there as well.
This is
my
it.
Mind
this
just,
is,
well, just go with this. How did he kick? Was his toe pointed? Because if there was a pointed toe, that shit is Swayze. Sorry, you were saying...
I was going to say that Patrick Swayze is classy, whereas... I'm not saying that Kurt Russell isn't classy, but he can be a bit of a dick.
He's a bit more blue-collar. I concur.
Since it's definitely not going through, most likely, I will add a little tidbit of information. His shirt from that movie hangs in the bar in Death Proof behind the
Oh, the Big Trouble shirt?
Big Trouble shirt. Huh.
Really? That's great.
That's all I have to say.
I did not mean to sound sarcastic. I'm serious.
Really?
I just didn't notice that.
That's great.
Because he's a huge Kurt Russell fan, so he's
Yeah, he is. He is.
Let's put the shirt back there.
Oh. So Die Hard?
That's Die Hard, yeah. Die Hard. Fuck yeah. All the way, man.
I think it's unanimous. Yes, gentlemen? Die Hard?
Yeah.
Okay. And our final, I thought this was the quarterfinals, but it's not. The next round is the quarterfinals. Matchup is the Road Warrior.
No, next round's a semi.
Yeah, you are in the quarter, man.
Am I? No.
When you have
semis
four,
and then finals, and then we got to go championship.
Oh, so is that how we do it? Oh, like, I see, like, conference finals?
Yeah, we're doing the conference finals. Okay. Well, I just made all that up now.
Okay.
We're doing it that way.
Yeah. Fuck.
Like sports, man.
Yeah. The Road Warrior. Our 8 seat going up against our 23 seat, They Live.
Road Warrior.
I will go with Road Warrior as well.
Yeah, yeah. Road Warrior.
I mean, I love Roddy Piper and all, but Road Warrior is such a cool movie.
Yeah.
My vote doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right. Neither of your votes matter. Yeah. Okay, moving along.
Nothing matters anymore.
I'm actually glad I didn't have to commit.
I've become, after Roadhouse, man, I'm unemotional.
He's the moot man. It's just a redundant vote by the time it gets to him because it's you three, and then it... Wait, no, if it's unanimous... Fuck! I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
So, guys, come back tomorrow. We're going to do, I guess, our conference finals.
No,
is that what we're calling
just semifinals in general.
And then
that's true. Semifinals.
Semifinals. And then we're going to decide who comes out of both brackets, our odds and even bracket. So the left and right bracket, if you're playing along on your bracket. I don't have another word for that.
You're playing along on your thing.
Yeah, your printable bracket thingy.
On your dinghy.
All right, so come back tomorrow for that.
I believe it's pronounced dingy.
Yep. Should be interesting. And then when we get, I guess I actually get a vote come the finals, because Dave, you're not going to be with us probably for that.
Well, it depends, because we might hammer through that so quick. There's only 4 brackets here.
Okay.
You might want to do, I don't know. Do you
All right.
Do you want to do a whole... Well, I'm going to shut up. This isn't my thing.
All right. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. And I don't know. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I do like to come.
Okay.